A legal roadblock for abortions in the state of Ohio is playing out like a controversy in Texas that's now before the U.S. Supreme Court. Planned Parenthood's Elizabeth Campbell Surgical Center is the only abortion provider in Cincinnati and the city's surrounding suburbs. That clinic is one of only eight left in the state of Ohio, and it's been cited and could shut down over the issue of having to be affiliated with a hospital. The prospect looms of this major metro area being completely unserved for abortions the way things are proceeding right now. Joining us is Chrissy Thompson, state capitol reporter for the Cincinnati Inquirer. Chrissy, what's happened here exactly?
In Ohio, we have a new law that was passed last year. We already had a law in place that required abortion clinics to function as outpatient surgery centers, and that meant they had to have a transfer agreement with a local hospital as a formality in case they had an emergency and needed to transfer a patient. But a new law that was passed last year said that they could only have those agreements with private hospitals, no taxpayer-funded hospitals. And private hospitals are often religiously affiliated, and so, at least in Cincinnati, none of the private hospitals agreed to form this agreement with an abortion clinic. And therefore, one of our clinics closed about a month ago, and the other one just received a citation from the health department for lacking this transfer agreement.
So the mechanism for closing down this clinic is very similar to what's been going on in Texas that's now before the Supreme Court, right?
That's right. It's not exactly admitting privileges, but it's a very similar law. And again, abortion opponents say taxpayer money should not be used to enable abortions. And so taxpayer money funding public hospitals shouldn't be used to help keep these clinics open. But this law is a formality. No hospital would turn away an abortion patient that was in an emergency.
And is this a statewide issue or is this just Cincinnati?
We have seen clinics be in trouble in the Toledo area. That's the other major metropolitan area that has had problems. The clinics in Columbus have found private hospitals, and the clinics in Cleveland have as well. There's one more clinic in Dayton, which is a little more than an hour away from Cincinnati. So that would be the closest clinic if the Cincinnati clinics closed. But that clinic also lacks a transfer agreement. And so there's a very real possibility that Cincinnati could become the largest metropolitan area in the country without an abortion clinic.
Which would mean how many people are affected?
About 2.1 million using that metropolitan area statistic. But again, the closest clinics to Cincinnati would be Columbus, which is about 2.5 hours away, Indy, about the same distance, and then Louisville, Kentucky, which is about 1 hour and 40 minutes. So you're looking at a lot of people in rural areas who would also go to Cincinnati if they needed to have an abortion.
All of these countermeasures, these compensatory, traveling requirements are very humiliating for people.
Well, and think about what is required. In Ohio, we also have that 24-hour waiting period, so you have to see your doctor before the procedure at least 24 hours in advance. And so for a person with means, taking a couple of days off work, you probably have paid time off, you can get childcare, you are able to transport yourself to the next metropolitan area over. But for someone who doesn't have means, who doesn't have paid time off, doesn't have paid childcare, this could put an abortion out of reach for those individuals.
Now, the Supreme Court test at this point, at least as it's playing out down in Texas, is an undue burden on the mother that would prevent her from having a medical procedure that is legal under Roe v. Wade. Is there a challenge afoot in the state of Ohio?
Not yet, but that is exactly what abortion rights advocates point to, is they don't think that if this clinic in Cincinnati were to close, that you could expect every person to be able to make the trip to another metropolitan area. They have asked the health department for an exception to the rule, which is legal. But our Republican governor, John Kasich, is over the health department, and the health department has stopped allowing those transfer agreements. That's the precedent they've set so far. So this clinic is certainly hoping that they do have an exception granted, but it doesn't look very good for them right now.
Chrissy Thompson, state capitol reporter for the Cincinnati Inquirer. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.